Hello, my name is Omari. I'm the intern here at the Women's Business Center, RBA. And today I have with me another one of the members. So can we start off with you introducing yourself and also telling me a little bit about what you do?
My name is Christina Clark, and what I do is mainly video production at IML Studios, whether it's multimedia, audio production, post-production editing, or serving as creative director. That's basically what I do is video production.
How long have you been a member of the Women's Business Center?
I became a member of the Women's Business Center, I want to say around January of 2020. Mm-hmm. I met with Shirley November of 2019 to discuss an idea and a concept, which is known as Imagine Media Lab. And then we launched it February of 2020. So I was working on the stages of building a relationship with the WBC mm-hmm. November of 2019.
Okay. What would you say would be the most exciting part about what you do?
The most exciting part about what I do, I would definitely say there's something very creative about the post-production process. You know, now mm-hmm. that you've filmed, now that you have all this footage, what do you do with it? And you get to tell a story. You get to compile a timeline. You get to, you know, build the color, you know, look at the color, how you want to tell the story based right. on, you know, how you edit. They say the magic happens in the editing. There's a lot of truth to that. So whether we are, you know, fixing something in post or mm-hmm. just making it stand out visually, dialogue, as well as like what is the actual message about or behind what you're trying to do.
Right. Okay. What would you say is the most challenging part about what you do?
I would say the most challenging part is, you know, really just, you know, day-to-day operations, mm-hmm. Running things, trying to stay on top of projects that are already existing while acknowledging the projects that are about to go into production. And mm-hmm. so it's such a process in the streamline of how we do things, whether it is going into pre-production or initial consultation to production to post-production. And so it's a day-to-day operations and maintaining that. It can get, you know, a little bit challenging of just making sure no one's left behind. There's communication with clients. Mm-hmm. But finding talent is another bit of a challenge too sometimes. It's just finding, when I say talent, I really mean, you know, whether they're camera operators or someone who does post-production, because everyone is, people I know are trying to actually get away from filming. And so the more people who want to get away from filming and more be behind business development, it's mm-hmm. less videographers right, that are, yeah. You know, here to help and do certain things. And so, you know, it's just business in general. Mm-hmm. You know, now, I know that sounds very, you know, broad, but running a business can be challenging in general.
Yeah, it can. So my last question, when you were younger, what would you say was your dream job?
Acting. I studied theater mm-hmm. In college. I wanted to, you know, get a more of an acting career, but liberal arts theater degree specialization. Ended up kind of changing into more general education, but that was my dream, was to act. I've actually auditioned in California, Los Angeles for like The Dark Knight for being mm-hmm. in extra roles. That's some things people don't know, as well as like Argo, which was mm-hmm. directed by Ben Affleck. But next thing you know, you're behind the camera, and yeah. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's surprisingly went from wanting the desire to be in front of it to mm-hmm. now being behind it.
Right, yeah.
And all the technical things that go behind, whether it's audio or video production and or both. So, yeah, that was my dream, and now I'm behind it and really wouldn't change it, which is interesting.
All right. Well, that is all I have for you today. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. My question for you, Omari, is what do you do, and how did you actually find your way into what it is that you do?
Okay. So I am a treat maker, so which means I make cupcakes, candied fruit. I'm trying to get into cakes. I can make a cake. It's just the decorating part that's hard for me. I got into it because of my mom. She's seen a TikTok of someone making candied fruit. So she was like, you should make this. And I tried it, and it came out good, and I just kept doing it. So, yeah.
You know what they say about practice. Keep practicing. You only get better. At least exactly. You're supposed to. But right. yeah. What is your desire, you know, now that you're doing that, now that it's become something that's a constant, you know, constant attention, you're making sure you keep, you know, keep on with the craft. What is your ultimate goal, you know?
My ultimate goal is to open up a storefront so that I can have like a bakery.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing with that with me, Amari.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.